evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to your Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, July 11th, 2011. And we'll begin today's meeting with the invocation led by Commissioner Arnold, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Weaver. You'll rise, please.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have a special request for a moment of silent prayer before the regular meeting today in memory of Officer Brian Ebert, Beaumont Police Department, and also a friend, Mr. Don Bowman's longtime community service leader. Moment of silent prayer, please. Our gracious Father, architect of the universe, I humbly ask that you guide our thoughts and actions so that we are doing your will and acting in a manner that is pleasing to you. Dear Lord, we ask that you give this government body the wisdom to make the right decisions that will benefit the majority, and we ask for your forgiveness of our sins and the strength to avoid future temptations. A special blessing to the families of the individuals mentioned earlier. We ask these things in your precious name. Amen.
Please join me in the pledge to our nation's flag.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well, before we get into the regular agenda, I just wanted to say, Sheriff, that Sheriff Woods, I got a letter this morning from Mr. Munoz, the executive director of the Texas Commission on Jail Standards, who was very complimentary. They completed their review of your jail and to assure that it meets with all their standards, and he wanted to tell you what an excellent job y'all have done in running your jail and operating it in compliance with all of the rules that they have. And I know that there's a million of them, but he said that to give to you his congratulations, and he says he's proud of your efforts and those of the people who work for you. Well, he couldn't have been more complimentary of you and your staff. He really did great, Chief.
You know, Judge, you said that, and Sheriff, you said that, but there's one other thing I know. Got back in town and read a newspaper article. And you not only have some that's very professional and go at it, very smart. I read about a young man that's on a bachelor's of science degree at Lamar, that's, I think, in accounting, and carry a 4.0 and working double shifts. So I tell you what, that shows some dedication that we have in our staff at Jefferson County, and we're proud of that.
Also, Chief Miller, I want to thank you for responding anytime I call. That young man, I called Chief about that young man about a year or so ago. He was trying to get, he was already pretty much on the dean's list, and Chief saw what kind of quality employee he would make, and he hired him. So when I saw that article, I said, man, you did a good job, Chief. Thank you.
Good job, Sheriff. Good job. Very professional staff.
Okay, we'll begin our agenda today with the items under purchasing. Item A is to receive and file bids for a term contract for correctional facility law enforcement equipment and uniforms. Item B is the same agenda item for the Sheriff Department. Item C is to approve specifications for snack drink and drink vending for Jefferson County. Item D is to approve specifications for term contract for herbicides for the Jack Brooks Regional Airport. Item E is to approve specifications for a term contract for repair, service, and installation of electrical services for Jefferson County. Item F is to award the lease of properties acquired as a result of the buyout as shown on Attachment A. Item G is to receive and file the renewal of our fuels purchase agreement with the Defense Energy Support Center for the purchase of aviation fuel at government discount pricing under the Government 1122 program. Item H is to consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal for a term contract for trash container service with Waste Management, Inc. The renewal period is going to be from July 26, 2011 to July 25th of 2012. Item I is to consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal for a term contract for HVAC capital equipment, services, and supplies for Jefferson County Disaster Relief, and that renewal period is August 2nd, 2011 to August 1st, 2012. Item J is to consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, and file amendment number one to the contract for the Jefferson County Regional Marine Security Center with LEAP Engineering in the amount of $60,000. The amendment will allow LEAP to perform environmental consulting relating to permitting requirements and full-time construction, inspection, and contract administration. And Mr. Swain, is that disaster money or port security grant money?
That is port security money.
Item K is to consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, and file professional services agreement with Garver for construction phase services associated with the new terminal access road in the amount of $210,600. This project will be included in the next FAA Airport Improvement Project grant number 28. Item L is to consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, and file contract for Ford Park roof project with Texas Liquitech Services, Inc. in the amount of $1,438,720. That is a round one disaster funding project from Hurricane Ike. Item M is to execute, receive, and file a renewal of janitorial services for Jefferson County. Contract period is from July 1st, 2011 to June 30th, 2012. Item N is to consider and possibly approve disposition of salvage property as authorized by local government code 263.1523 for broken or obsolete items. And by addendum, item O is to consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal for a term contract for temporary canteen for meal catering following a disaster. That renewal period is July 13, 2011 to July 12, 2012. Do I have a motion on those items?
Move.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver and seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Is there any discussion?
I had a couple of things that I want to bring to the table. That Mr. Rugg, you have okayed the, I read your email last night, the contract that with Garver, you have okayed that?
Which one's the Garver contract?
K.
That's the one you had a problem with, 5.2 and
yeah,
5.7 on
yeah,
the
my understanding is that those provisions were taken out of that agreement. Is that? And as long as those provisions are out of that agreement, the contract's fine. Yes, sir.
Okay. To the court, I understand the buyout. I have some fiscal concerns that fiscal note hadn't been put on it to find out what type of price we may encounter with that. So F, I will vote no on F. To the clerk, to make sure you put it down, I will vote no on that. On the L, I just like to make sure we put it on the records. I understand that this contract came in, this bid came in lower than what it would possibly cost. I want to make sure that you inform the court and make sure we are caught up and on top of any change orders, because I have major concerns when we start having change orders. Okay. That's it, Judge.
Any other discussion?
Judge, I got a couple of things. Under F, I'd just like to thank purchasing for their work and going through the procedures and the processes leases as a result of the buyout, and it was pretty tedious going through all that. And yeah, appreciate all your hard work on that. Glad to get that done. I'd like to ask if Mr. Ross could kind of expand upon for the court for item K, please.
Item K is an airport improvement grant project that's been in the makings for about 2 years. We have designed a new access road from Highway 69 from the from the access road into the terminal. This contract that's on the agenda is for the construction oversight by the engineer firm of Garber, which is our airport engineering consultant. When that road is complete, it will provide two-way ingress and egress. It'll be four lane with partially an esplanade, and it will provide a second road in and out of the passenger terminal. It is a 95% grant with a 5% match.
Thank you, Mr. Ross.
Any further discussion? Let's have a vote on items A through O, with the exception of item F. We'll vote on that separately. All in favor of those items say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous. As to item F, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
Okay. The ayes have it. Moving on to county commissioners, item A can be tabled, and the burn ban will remain in effect. Item B is to hear a presentation from representatives of Entergy regarding load management initiatives and to consider authorizing the county judge to execute a customer agreement in connection therewith. And we'll have you up in just a minute as soon as I finish reading it. Item C is to receive and file Governor Perry's extension of the county judge's declaration of disaster and order prohibiting outdoor burning and use for sale of fireworks. Item D is to receive and file an executed pipeline crossing contract between Jefferson County and KCS Railway Company for the Central Gardens Drainage Project. Item E is to consider and possibly accept the petition for creation of emergency service district and set an announced public meeting for August 8, 2011 to consider the petition for creation of the emergency service district. Item F is to consider entry of an order as required by House Bill 79, Section 25.0016 of the Texas Government Code, setting the terms of the statutory Jefferson County courts and to receive and file same. Item G is to consider and possibly adopt a resolution recognizing Hal Ross for his years of dedicated service as airport manager and to the citizens of Jefferson County and wishing him well in retirement. And item H is to receive and file a lease agreement between Jefferson County and SGS North America, Inc.
Judge, just for, transparency, take H separate, please.
Sure will. We'll take H separately, but I tell you, before I call for a motion and a second, Mr. Bethea, come on out. You had, or Entergy had approached us about participating in a program that would cause Jefferson County to utilize our generators in the event you get into a situation where loads are such that it strains your system?
Correct, sir.
I've had the opportunity, I think your staff people have spoken to our engineering department, and Mr. Rugg has looked at the materials, and they seem to have no problem with it. Is there any other member of the court have questions about the program?
One question I have, Judge. As far as individual property owners that may have generators, would that be offered, or is that just commercial and governmental agencies?
Basically, it's going to be a commercial or governmental agency because we have a minimum floor of 250 kW. I've got a generator at home, but it's not quite that. We would typically, we'd like to try to get 250, keep 250 as our minimum, and would look to filling the needs of the program with governmental agencies or business. Does not have to be.
Well, I know a lot of the new homeowners are starting to construct their homes with the big generators to sustain them through a power outage or anything. That's why I was asking.
Yes, sir.
Thank
but
you.
We have, in this particular program, because of the greater need system, we're looking at larger installations. In fact, we've had several successes. Some of the local grocery stores put in large standby.
Well, I'm glad to hear that you've installed a generator, Mr. Bethay. That should assure that we won't get a hurricane this year.
Are we going to his house?
That's fine. I'll give you the address after.
Okay, do I have a motion on items A through G, or excuse me, B through G?
Judge, before you do, I'd like to hear from either Herbert, Mayor, or Chief to kind of give us a little bit about background on the EDS proposal, if you're interested in doing so.
Yeah, I'm Hubert Oxford on behalf of the China Volunteer Fire Department, who's represented by Chief Doug Saunders, and the Nome Volunteer Fire Department, who's represented by the mayor and chief, David Stuttered. I'm sorry, I was gonna say Saunders. What we're asking the court to do is to accept the petition that was certified by the tax assessor collector to create an emergency service district in Jefferson County. It would be named the Jefferson County Emergency Service District Number 3. I think in each one of your packets, you have a copy of the petition that was filed with the court and a letter from the tax assessor collector verifying the signatures, as we're required to do by statute. Once y'all, assuming you accept this for this petition, then we would have a public hearing on August 8th. 2011 here that would be noticed in a newspaper or general circulation at the courthouse steps. This district is going to comprise of the regions for the Nome Volunteer Fire Department and the China Volunteer Fire Department. And what will happen is the commissioners will appoint a 5-member board to supervise the district. What other questions?
I had a question. I noticed that you had to have some permission from the city of Beaumont, and you had Exxon Mobil a part of it. Could you explain that?
Yeah, we worked with the city of Beaumont, and we excluded the Exxon Mobil property off Highway 90. And we have a meeting tomorrow or a workshop tomorrow with the city council just to make sure everybody understands what we're doing. And then we're going to go back later in the month of July to get their consent to do this. So we received the consent from the city of Nome, and we're scheduled July 19th to get the consent from the city of China. We're trying to exclude property from the city of Beaumont's city limits and include property from the city of China and city of Nome.
For the general public and the media, would you just briefly discuss the three items that this EDS would be performing if this should come to fruition, the process to get there after the petition is signed.
So ultimately, is that from the email?
Well, it's from item part 4, indicating the three areas that the EDS would be functioning, services they'd be providing.
Well, what the
firefighting services, fire prevention services, and search and rescue services.
That's correct.
Okay. And then after the petition has been certified and approved, and assuming it goes to for a referendum,
that's
to the
correct,
voters
on the November 8th, 2011 election. And we met with the county clerk, Ms. Guidry, and with the county treasurer the other day, and I think we got everything in line as far as dates are concerned for the election, and they were super helpful.
Okay. All right. Well, I know the volunteer fire departments have been doing an outstanding job under rather difficult financial situations. So I wish you the very best in y'all's efforts, and hope that the voters decide this is something they want and need, that this will be something that'll come to fruition to better serve rural Jefferson County.
Well, thank you. We think it will. What's amazing is that out there they have an ISO rating of a 9, and 10 is the worst that you could get. So it's really no way but up for anybody out there. And so hopefully, you know, even though they're going to be paying a property tax, that will be far offset by their insurance savings.
So. Could you just explain for the general public the ISO rating?
It's a rating that's assigned by the insurance service organization, services office, and that is the rating whenever you go to buy your homeowner's insurance. That's what the insurance companies look at to figure out how much you're going to pay. So right now they're paying, the citizens out there are going to be paying, and they are paying is about as high as you can pay. So if we can get this done and do what the ISO, the organization, needs done, we can probably get it down to a 5. So hopefully, you know, in Chambers County, when we set this up in Winnie, they had a ISO rating of 7. And we got it down. It's going to go down to a 5, which would save a homeowner of a $100,000 house $200 off their premium. But it only, you know, so in this case, if you have a $100,000 house, you'd be paying $100. So hopefully we can double that.
Again, my hat's off to you gentlemen for stepping up and putting forth a lot of volunteer time to try to get this thing going. So thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, I think we've got a motion on items B through G by Commissioner Alford. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Arnold. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Those items pass. Item H, just receive and file the lease agreement. Do I have a motion on that item?
Move.
Second. Okay. Moved by Commissioner Weaver and seconded by Commissioner Senegal with Commissioner Arnold abstaining. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That item passes unanimously. Moving on to the county auditor, item A is to consider and approve utilizing available funds from capital trucks and trailers for Road and Bridge Precinct 1 to provide for the cost increase on the purchase of a tractor and boom. Item B is to consider and approve a budget transfer for the county clerk for the purchase of computers and server for our elections in the amount of $7,948. Item C is to consider and approve a budget amendment for Health and Welfare Unit 1 for additional costs for burials. Item D is to consider and approve a budget amendment for debt service on 2011 refunding debt service payment in the amount of $119,605. Item E is to receive and file financial and operating statements for the month ending May 31st, 2011. Item F is regular county bills, check numbers 354986 through 355192. And item G is for regular county bills for the period ending July 11th, check numbers 355193 through 355480. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold and seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Is there any discussion on any of those items? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Moving on to county treasurer, item A is to receive and file the investment schedule for June 2011, including the year-to-date total earnings on county funds. Have a motion on that item.
So moved.
Second. Moved by Commissioner Senegal and seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion on that item? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? And lastly, under the Juvenile Probation Department, item A is to receive and file the proposed Juvenile Probation Department budget for fiscal year 2012 in accordance with section 140.004 of the local government code. Do I have a motion on that item? Second. Moved by Commissioner Weaver and seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? Yes, sir. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? And then we're going to go back to our items under Commissioner's Court and the resolution honoring one of our retirees. Mr. Ross, would you like to come up to the podium?
I got the rest of it in here.
This is a resolution passed by Commissioner's Court today. It reads as follows. Whereas Hal Ross has distinguished himself in many educational endeavors, which included earning a BBA in accounting from Lamar University and a Juris Doctorate degree from South Texas College of Law, where he maintained his status on the Dean's List, served as a member of the Board of Advocacy, competed in moot court and mock trial competitions, and served as partner in charge of the STCL Disability Clinic representing indigent Social Security claimants on appeals. And whereas Mr. Ross has, since 1992, remained a member in good standing with the Texas Bar Association while maintaining his license as a CPA in the Texas Society of CPAs and the American Institute of CPAs. And whereas Hal Ross did for several years practice law as a solo practitioner and with the firm, demonstrating his prowess in the area of civil, criminal, probate, and family law and earning the respect of the bench and bar. Whereas Mr. Ross, in August of 1997, began service as attorney and first assistant to the county judge, providing expertise in probate matters and serving as associate judge for mental hearings. Later in 2003, taking on the additional duties as airport manager until December of 2007, dedicated full time to that position. And whereas Mr. Ross has continued to evidence a giving heart by serving as past president of the Hewitt Center and School for Physically Impaired Children, as a member of the Investment Advisory Committee for Jefferson County Commissioners Court, as a board member of the United Way of Beaumont, YMCA Board of Directors, Port Arthur Chamber of Commerce, Port Arthur and Mid-County Ducks Unlimited Committee, assisted the Port Arthur Proud Crowd, and served on a number of charity golf tournament committees. And whereas Mr. Ross has now decided to retire and enjoy life, pursuing his hobbies and spending more time with his family, now therefore be it resolved that the Commissioner's Court of Jefferson County, Texas, does hereby honor and commend Hal Ross for his dedicated service as a valuable employee of Jefferson County and wishes him well in his retirement.
I don't think that's fair. I think somebody's... I don't remember half of that. God, I feel old. You know, I think that process of watching government in operation is an humbling process, and I have had the honor and privilege quite some time now to watch that process. It's one of the greatest things that we as American citizens have is self-governance. And I'm very proud to be a part of that system. I'm proud and blessed to have had the opportunity to the extent that I have participated in that. Well, 14 years ago, I was in private practice, and I had a daughter that was 18 years old, and I had really felt like that I wanted to maybe do some better things, and anyway, I was blessed with the opportunity to come on. Let me try again. I was very blessed to have the opportunity to come to work here at Jefferson County, and the activities that I was asked to participate in and was given the opportunity to participate in were great. And it did give me the opportunity, I think, to balance my life a little better. Now, 14 years later, I've got a son-in-law, Charlie, 3 grandchildren here, 8, and Ross, and for some of the same reasons I came to the county, I'm now asking for permission to move on so that I can be a part of all this. This is not the career path that I would have chosen, but neither is it one that I would ever regret. It's been wonderful. I have to thank the Commissioner's Court for tolerating me and giving me lots of things to do to keep me busy and mostly out of trouble while I've been here, but I'm looking at Mr. Rugg over there going, yeah, all right. I look around and there's just so many wonderful people that I've had that I would not have met. I couldn't go without recognizing, you know, the one and only city councilman of the city of Beaumont, W.L. Pate, whom I've known as Bubba for forever and ever. I'm just assuming you're here because of me. Jane Bordelon, who's the executive director of the Jefferson County Mental Health Association, on which I'm a board member. And I want to take this opportunity to tell you that on July the 21st, we're having a fundraiser at the Beaumont Club. It's a wine tasting, and I know there's a couple of people here that probably would enjoy that. But if you'll get with Jane, you can get your tickets. I haven't heard the clock go off, Loma. Are you timing me? Because
not on this one, Hal.
That's your misfortune. Each and every commissioner, the other thing that's staggering to me is I look up there and there's not a one of you that were here when I got hired in the first place. Now, when I first looked at the agenda, I was a little concerned about this particular event as it pertained to me, because the first thing I saw was considering possibly approved disposition of salvage property or for broken or obsolete items, and I thought, well, okay, I guess if the shoe fits. So I'm done. My family, my friends, I thank everybody, and it's been a great ride, but I will be here through the 29th, so if y'all have any complaints about the airport, I'll be around. Mm. Thank you.
How I'd just like to say is the commissioner coming in January, being the liaison commissioner of the airport, when I first came into office, Hal and I had some pretty in-depth discussions about the airport and some of the things that he thought it needed, some of the things I thought it needed, and how I appreciate all your input, telling me like you think you, what you think it needs, and that valuable input in the direction that we can go. Hal's still been involved up until the very last day in our transition and selecting a new airport manager. So we'll be leaning on him for some input in that area to make sure we got the right person there. So thank you for your service, Hal.
Thank you, Commissioner. And, I forgot a very important acknowledgement. First of all, I've got several members of the airport staff here. There's Alex Rupp, Duke Yeomans, and our new fire chief, Tommy Prevost. Tommy, stand up. I don't know if anybody's ever met. Tommy Prevost has been with the airport probably 15 years or more. 24 years. And, boy, time flies. And we're very proud to have Tommy on board as a new fire chief. Of course, Duke's and Alex, they're always there. Y'all that work with the airport. You're going to run into Duke or Alex, either one. And so I feel confident that there's a great staff at the airport. And so I can leave now.
I'd like to make a few comments. Our association goes back to pre-commissioner when we were working from the private sector as well as you to try to recruit another airline coming into Jefferson County. And I immediately knew that we had the right person in place for that job. Hal was very aggressive, and I shouldn't say aggressive, very assertive and very professional in helping the private sector try to recruit additional services into our airport. Unfortunately, economic times just didn't prove in, or when it did, it just didn't work out for the long term. But I know you continued to work diligently in that regard. We owe you a great deal of debt in that regard. Also, Hal and his staff were very instrumental in, I can't tell you how many millions of dollars have been brought into the county through the FAA grants and application processes that sometimes in the past were overlooked or not even applied for. So you really stepped up, you researched what possibilities were out there, and you went after them with a gusto, and I appreciate that. You saved the taxpayers a lot of money in being able to successfully get those grants awarded to our airport. So for that, we also are in great debt, gratitude to you. And last, I wish you a best of luck and enjoying your family, your personal time, and however you choose to spend it. And the door is always open if you want to come up and holler at me or bend my ear or have a cup of coffee. Thank you, Al.
You know, Judge and Court, I will echo what Commissioner Arnold said, but I'll add one other thing to that. Hal, sometimes they don't look at the unsung heroes. During Hurricane Rita, you and your staff was unsung heroes for our community. And we want to make sure that that doesn't go unnoticed, because you guys did a heck of a job for this community as a whole. And I want to say thank you.
I have to say, of all the experiences with commissioners I've had, Commissioner Alford has been absolutely the most fun. You know, you always have second thoughts sometimes, but when I saw this little yellow page up here on the agenda item today, that the contract for temporary canteen, I knew that I was getting out in time.
Yeah, Hal, and I want to say thank you. I've been here now 2.5 years, and it's been a pleasure working with you. You have a beautiful family, beautiful grandkids, and I was hoping you'd talk about 5 more minutes because you would turn the color of your tie.
And I certainly wish you the best of luck and hope you have many years to enjoy your retirement, Mr. Roth. And I thank you for all the work you've done for the county. I'll be hard-pressed to find somebody that has the intimate knowledge of the inner workings of the FAA that you do. All righty. Well, thank all of you for being here today. I think does any member of the court or staff have anything they need to add? All right, then we are adjourned. Thank you.